B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, and Super Smart is sponsored by American Alarm. Visit AmericanAlarm.com for information. American Alarm, we're first when seconds count. Let's say good morning to our player today from Auburndale. It's Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing today?
Doing great. I used to, in my 20s, I lived in Auburndale for a couple of years. Nice town, Auburndale.
No one knows it when it says Auburndale. There's so many different parts of Newton that they usually have to explain what it is.
Yeah.
So glad someone knows where we are.
Oh, yeah. No, I rented a basement apartment. It was great. Thought I was
Garden
living the
level.
Dream.
Garden
living
level.
The dream. All right, Scott, enough
cave,
about me.
Batman.
Okay. It was like a cave, by the way, now that I look back. Scott, anybody you want to shout out listening today?
Got my wife Pam and the kids Xander and Lily home from school today. We have schools are closed in Newton for Jewish holiday today, so they're listening downstairs while I'm tucked away upstairs playing along here.
All right, let's see if we can get you $1,000. You know how it works, Scott. Get them all right, that's what you get. Okay, and if you're not sure about a question, say pass, and if there's time on the clock, LBF, we'll get back to it. Scott, here we go.
What is 10 plus 3?
13.
Who slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars?
Will Smith.
What popular sport did James Naismith invent?
Basketball.
You can only fly to Delaware on a private plane, true or false?
True.
What does a bibliophile enjoy?
Libraries.
What food of the three bears did Goldilocks eat?
Porridge.
The original plan for the show 24 was a comedy about the day leading up to a wedding. True or false?
Pass.
What country is Russia at war with?
Ukraine.
Where did Davy Crockett die?
Pass.
Who played the dad in Eight is Enough?
Dick Van Patten.
The original plan for the show 24 was a comedy about the day leading up to a wedding. True or false at the buzzer?
True.
Oh.
True.
You got it.
That's the Alamo. The Alamo.
Oh,
I knew it.
Yeah, you didn't remember the Alamo.
Oh, no.
That it?
That was it.
Oh, no.
That was the one. Well, bibliophile, I got to say, if on a technicality, I don't know, because you said libraries. It's books, specifically.
Books?
I mean, libraries are filled with books, but bibliophiles don't particularly love libraries. They can walk into a bookstore and be like, wow, this place is great.
Yeah.
So but, don't worry about it, because I count eight.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay.
I counted. I thought we had nine right.
Well, if I take the biblio away.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah, right. But that's technicality,
yes.
You know, but still. And then you came back with Davy Crockett.
Oh, man.
Forgot the Alamo.
That was really good.
You're supposed to remember the Alamo. I didn't right away. That's my
happens.
Fault.
I forget it all the time.
Okay. Oh, that was a great, great run, though, Scott. Sorry about that. You ran out of time. Yeah, but look, all is not lost. You got yourself a $50 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's, okay?
Hey, that sounds like a good start to the morning.
All right, Scott, listen, I feel bad for you because it was close.
Oh, so close.
I mean, it would have been a buzzer beater, but you missed it, and it's just, sorry about that, okay?
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You have the day off.
It was fun.
But those kids could be very proud of Dad, right? Because
yes.
Dad's a player.
He'll enjoy some Not Your Average Joe's.
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah,
all right, Scott, thanks for playing along. You have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Oh, what a bummer for him.
That was just really close.
Came back at the buzzer. I know what you're saying, though, because it is books. So
yeah,
the judges would have to weigh in on that.
Yeah, I'd have to call the judges.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I'm giving him 9 out of 10.
All right, I guess you're the judge.
Give him 9 out of 10 on that.
All right.
All right, if you want to play Super Smart, if you knew all the answers and you remembered the Alamo, well, then go ahead and give us a shot. Sign up at WROR.com. All right, Brian, it's 8:10. How are the roads this Monday morning?
We got some problems. Here are just the problem spots for you, brought to you by Amtrak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.